Hello, everyone. I hope that this episode finds you well. Hope you're doing good wherever or whenever you're listening to this episode. I am back. Do not worry. Welcome back to Life Through Anna's Eyes, the podcast version of my blog. If you'd like to read my posts, you can find the written versions over on annafrancis.net. Enjoy!
Hi, everyone. I have to be completely honest with y'all for just a moment. I need to rant a bit. Oh my gosh. So, three things, really. First, this episode keeps getting deleted when I finally record it. It just has the audacity to delete itself and press cancel. So that has been very nice. So I'm really hoping that this time it doesn't do that. Second, I am very tired. I think the deleting of the episode has not helped that. I thought I got enough sleep last night. I think I might be wrong on that one. I feel overtired. Like, I'm so tired that I don't feel like I'm tired. I really hope I'm not the only one that's felt that before. Anyway, third, lastly, I am currently, as I am saying this, I'm currently procrastinating my homework right now, which I think is extremely ironic for today's episode, which is how to make studying feel less like a chore and more enjoyable overall. So hopefully I and you can benefit from whatever you hear in this. I think I need to start taking my own advice sooner or later. Anyway, let's get into it. So, studying can be very hard sometimes, and not having the motivation is really normal. As you can see in me, you know, not everybody has their lives together as you might think they do. It's totally normal. It's okay. But the goal is to not have to procrastinate so much. You know, try to improve study habits, because there are things that won't just help you in, like, short-term times, but they'll set you up for the rest of your life, which is super important. Kind of scary to think about, honestly. Anyway, another thing is that the things that work for me or your friends or your family might not work for you, and that's okay. That's the fun part of it. Because then you can see what works and what doesn't work. And then you can just have some fun trying things out. It also can be tiring sometimes, so be prepared for that. But another thing is that I get very distracted easily. I'm sure you have noticed that in previous episodes, even this one. So these are some things that help me while I'm studying, because me getting distracted also plays a role in my study habits. So I'll get into it now. That was a long enough intro. So I like to over-romanticize my studying or my study habits, and this can mean different things to different people. So the first thing that I like to do, because I love it so much, I like to play my music in the background. Now, one thing that I have seen from other people, or, you know, I tried it out with myself, having more classical music or instrumental music without the lyrics, because sometimes those lyrics could distract you. You know, maybe they're just so moving that you just want to sing along and stand up and dance, because I know I've been there very often. That's not a bad thing, but you want to try to eliminate that while you're studying. So having some music in the background can help. Having things around you that will motivate you and keep you happy, keep you sane. Like, if you want to be super fancy and light a candle, go for it. Light that candle. Obviously, don't burn your house down. Just a disclaimer. Anyway, another thing, you know, if you want to have, I'm not sure. Another thing that I have seen with myself is that I like to make up excuses for studying. And excuses for trying to get out of that situation. So, like, I'll be sitting down, I'll have everything ready, and then I'll be like, oh, wait, I am thirsty. I'm going to go get water. So then I get up, and I go get water, and then, like, suddenly all this time goes by. I'm like, what just happened? So if you plan ahead and you get that water or whatever you think you'll need, like, during whatever you're going to be doing, if you get that beforehand, then you won't have the excuse to go get it and interrupt whatever you're doing. So I think that was something that was kind of funny that I noticed myself doing. I'd make all these excuses and never be able to just sit down and do my homework. So, yeah. Excuse me. So kind of preparing yourself for what you think you'll need is important. Last thing that I like to keep in mind is the lighting, because especially during these times when we're doing a lot of things online, we might not think that we need light around us. You know, we'll think, oh, our eyes will be fine. But no, you will end up with a headache at the end of that, and your eyes will be strained. And, your eyes will probably hurt. I know mine have. They do, honestly, a little bit right now, to be honest with you again. So trying to protect your eyes and just don't strain them as much as you can. Just have some light next to you, and even better, some natural light. Have some sunlight if that's sitting by a window or being outside. Sunlight has been proven to improve your serotonin levels, which I'm sure you've all heard that term, because for some reason it's like trendy right now. I'm not sure what's going on with that one, but serotonin is a chemical that increases happiness and your focus levels. It just makes everything so much better. So a contributor to serotonin is sunlight and good food and hydration and all this good stuff. You can look more into it, or I can make an episode or a blog post about serotonin. Let me know if you want to. Let me know if you want me to, because I'll happily do that. But serotonin is very important, because then you don't feel so bored doing whatever you feel like you have to do. So that can be helpful. Another thing that I like to keep in mind is limiting distractions. So I feel like especially in these days, we are all on our electronics, and that's just normal. That's like everybody, obviously. So something I do is putting my phone or anything else on do not disturb or on silent. So like my notifications will be all silenced, and like, I don't know, you can mess around in the settings, maybe make everything like vibrations instead of having a ding go off every time something happens on your phone, because that's very distracting. And then you feel like you're missing out on something, which 99% of the time, you're really not missing out on anything. You're just not. You're really not. So having those electronics away and being able to just focus on whatever you have to do is very nice. So I think that's all that I have for you all today. Yeah. So on that note, I should probably go and do my homework that I've been procrastinating this whole time. And I really hope that this episode is not delete on me. We will see, I guess. If you are hearing this, I hope you are all doing well, as I've said before. And I hope that anything you heard in this, you can take away from, and hopefully your study habits can be a little better. And if you have any more tips, let me know, because I always want to learn how to learn better. See what I did there? Okay, well, I better go now. That's probably a good idea. All right, see you all later. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Life Through Anna's Eyes. If you'd like to further immerse yourself into this wonderful community that I've created, you can contact me by going to the contact section of my website,
And you're also able to subscribe to my mailing list for my blog, which will notify you whenever I post. You can also send me an email if you have any questions, comments, concerns, jokes, anything. And if you'd also like to follow me on my Instagram, where I post updates for my blog, for my podcast, everything, you can find me at Life Through Anna's Eyes, LifeThruAnnaEyes, Life Through Anna's Eyes. Thank you so much. I'll see you later.